The Brady Report.
It's a Wednesday morning. G'day, Ender.
Hey, Millsy. Hi, Buzz. Good to speak to you, boys.
Now, worldwide tribute to Gordon Banks, of course, part of 66.
Yeah, an amazing soccer player. He was one of the best goalkeepers this country certainly has ever produced or will ever produce. And he's passed away at the age of 81. And when you look and see tributes from men like Sir Bobby Charlton and Pele, they're leading the tributes to Gordon Banks. You know that he was special. He played every single game of England's glorious World Cup campaign in 1966. And then, ironically, despite having won the World Cup in 1966 and that amazing day that probably will never be repeated for England, and I would love it to be repeated someday, I really would, to see the celebrations, in 1970 he made that save from Pele. And the end result was they ended up becoming lifelong friends. And Pele's words tonight, I thought they were beautiful. He said that Gordon Banks was a magician of a goalkeeper and a very decent human being. He's passed away at the age of 81. He had kidney cancer diagnosed about 3 years ago. Passed away in his sleep overnight. Rest in peace, Gordon Banks.
Absolutely. And George Clooney's entered the fray today. About what?
Defending Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, obviously a fellow American citizen, and George Clooney has spoken out in her defence. There's been a lot of talk about this letter that she wrote her father, which was published in the papers the other day. Everyone seems to have an opinion on Meghan Markle, whatever she does. And George Clooney has spoken to reporters today, and he said, look, she's 7 months pregnant. He says she's being chased, she's being vilified, and he says we all know how this ended. And he's basically talking about Diana. He says that they did this before with a member of the royal family, and he says we all know how this ended. So serious words of concern from George Clooney. He obviously knows her. They're obviously friends. They were invited to the wedding, of course, last year. I thought they were the best-looking couple on the day, really, George and Amal Clooney. And he's a wonderful man. He's just standing up for his friend and just saying that you know, all this coverage of Meghan has got to stop.
Yeah, she was very popular out here. Mate, as you are, we'll do it again tomorrow, and you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon.
Very kind, Millsy. Have a great day, guys.